Are you referring to individually or as a collective?
Collectively.
Right, as a collective. I think a writing session can start spontaneously. Mm-hmm. And we can be sitting around at the table, you know what I mean, eating some food or whatever, just laying back and chilling. And then all of a sudden someone comes up with a beat at mm-hmm. the table. Nook may come up with a nice little hook. And then we just all kind of just join in and kind of vibe. Or we can have a control setting where we sit down and we put a block together to say, you know, where we're going to, you know, put 2 hours in, we're going to have a writing session. So it just all depends. You know, sometimes it comes like that, and then sometimes it comes just spontaneous.
Sometimes may already have an idea.
Right.
And we just bring it to the table.
Yeah.
Okay. You mentioned Fred Hammond. Let's talk about Marvin Sapp. Tell us about Marvin.
Now, Marvin, the man that we love Marvin just as much, just because he's the one that the Lord used, period, to get us where we get started together. Because, like we said in the beginning, we were kind of doing, you know, we were involved in the praise team and other things like that and other things around the church and other groups and the family and stuff. And then, you know, when God gave him the vision to call us to sing background for him, he played a big part in our ministry just because he brought us eight together in the beginning.
Yeah.
God used him.
And he kind of gave us a platform in which we could showcase our talents vocally. And Fred got a chance to see us, you know, singing background for Marvin.
Right.
And that's when he really saw that we were serious about, you know, doing something on a professional level.
You guys ever get discouraged and say to yourselves, why are we doing this? Are we going to ever make it? Or you ever get those days?
I've had some good days.
And I've had some hills to climb.
But the thing about it is, you know what? I think every believer, no matter what genre or what field of ministry that you're in, you're going to have days where you feel discouraged. You know, even Elijah felt discouraged and he felt depressed and he just felt like he was the only one that was really, you know, persevering and really, you know, doing something for God. But the thing about it is we got to understand is that we're not the only ones that's going through tests and trials. Everybody goes through. Everybody has their up days and their down days. But the thing is, when you remember that God is with you, that's the thing that we try to focus on. That the presence of God is always with us, and that keeps us encouraged, and we encourage one another and, you know, encourage each other to go further and just, you know, do great things for God.
Were you guys nominated for a Stellar, or did you win a Stellar Award?
Yeah, we were nominated for a Stellar. We were nominated for Best Group Duo, Contemporary Group Duo of the Year.
Mm-hmm. What kind of feeling did you have when you were nominated for that?
Oh, man.
You know what? This is Camilla again. For me, I think I can probably speak for everybody. Matter of fact, we found out in October. We were in Dallas, I think, at the time, getting ready to go on TVN that night. Mm-hmm. And so we had just arrived there, and we found out that day earlier when we landed in Dallas for the TVN taping. And so that was just such an experience for us because we were just so grateful and just really kind of surprised and humbled, you know, that when our manager called us and told us we were nominated for, you know, Best Contemporary Group or Duo, and Fred was nominated for Best Producer for our CD, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, thank you, Jesus. That was just a compliment to us, and we felt so grateful for that.
Amen.
I think at the same time, too, what happened was it, when you were dealing with encouragement, it became an encouragement. You know what I mean? God knows what he's doing. He knows how to send something right on time, right when you need it. Because just like when you're saying giving up and being discouraged and other things like that, God knew when to send that information to us and at the time and even us going on TVN at the time. Everything that goes on, God can place something in your life right when you think you don't want to make it anymore or right when you feel like you should give up. God places something in your life or somebody around you, someone calling because they want to commit suicide or
right.
someone crying and telling us how much our ministry has touched them, whatever
right.
the case may be.
Right.
that may come into our life and encourage us to take that next step to go ahead and move just a little bit forward in the ministry.
Finally, how can you encourage a non-believer to pick up your project?
That's a good one. That's a heavy. That's a good one.
That's a very good
one. You know, I'm going to use this. This is a Camilla again. I'm going to use this for example. We have a MySpace on our on the internet. I mean, a lot of people are familiar with that. That's the thing out now. So, you know, on our MySpace, you know, we often get people come on there and they don't know who we are, or they've heard about us through somebody they know, or they've seen us on the internet and they just looked interesting to them, you know, and they read up on our bio, you know. So when I say that, a lot of people get on there and say, what is your music about? I'm not really a Christian, or I'm, you know, not in church, or whatever the case may be. And usually what we say to people like that is that, you know, just try to, God is still God regardless. No matter what you're going through, no matter what the situation is, God cares and he loves each and every. He said it's not his will that any should perish.
That's right.
So his desire is to see us all in his kingdom and in his will. So even if you don't know God, or even if you're not even saved, or even understand what salvation is all about, it's still available to you. And God still, God is moved by faith. Some people have such great faith, they might not even know who God is, but once they're introduced to him, they say, well, you know, I just believe. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just like, it's just all about
God's love.
Yes, love.
It's funny because, you know, it's something simple like you woke up this morning, you have breath in your lungs, right? You know, you may not understand or really have a relationship with God, but no matter what you can, no matter what you do, God is still always with you, period.
Yeah.
No matter what you do, God is still there. And once you understand that, the love of Jesus is better than that, just like the title of the album, the love of Jesus is better than that.
Right.
Okay, no matter how you're feeling, God's love is still better than that. And once you understand that, I tell people, listen to the album. Now, if you like it, then you buy it. And if you really like it, then you buy two of them, and you tell 10 people about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee you, once people listen to the album for the first time and just get a listen, you know, hear the message that's brought through the album, they automatically get encouraged.
Right. So it's really an encouragement to everybody. And he said that it's not his will that any should perish. And if you see God, even if you don't know him, even if you haven't had an experience with them. You know what I mean? Our album is something for everybody.
Right.
When you're down and out, like he was just saying, all those different levels, it can just encourage people. We've had people that have had that experience that really, you know, I think I'm going to go to church Sunday because that song y'all sing really does something to me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We've had people come, drug addicts and crackheads coming. We were in Harlem and singing outside. He said he heard it was so powerful how we were singing. The song we were singing was so powerful. We were singing Worthy to be Praised. And he said he came running from around the corner because he heard that music going and it was touching him. So the thing is that it can touch you wherever you are. We are everyday new mercies, and that's for everybody.
The Singletons. You know, I have definitely enjoyed it. And I could talk to you all night long. Because you guys have been a blessing to me, and I know your project is blessing a lot of folks. Again, let them know that where they can pick up your project.
You can go to any Christian bookstore.
Yeah.
Okay, they should have it. If they don't ask to have it, then ask about it.
Yeah.
Barnes & Noble's, Walmart's, Kmart should have them. Then the number one spot also as well is if people have iTunes, or you can go on the internet and go to like Sony BMG, you know what I mean? Anything like that you can get on the internet as well. And that's basically
Amazon.com.
That's what I was thinking of. Thank you, Candace. Amazon.com as well. And you can also go to our website, thesingletonsfamily.com, and we'll direct you there as well as to get our CD.
Well, we thank you guys. Our guest on Star 94.1, The Singletons.